Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. Really excited to start off the year by welcoming back a guest that I was really fascinated with in 2014. Valerie Ogden is back with us today to talk to us not only about how her questions to her family really, I think, raised a lot of questions, but also, of course, was the inspiration for the book that we now have called Bluebeard. We're going to talk to her not only about what it's been like for her to share the message of the book, but also about the history, as well as, of course, what she's found to be the most fascinating about people's response to it as well. Valerie, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. It's just a delight to be here.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine, and I meant what I said by that. I was so intrigued, and I got such a great response from you the last time that you were on the program, because I think the way this all began for you, which was asking questions, doing research, and how now you have this information that you've been able to discover, not only about your family, but also that's instrumental to our own history as well. What has it been like for you, Valerie, to know how this journey has really it captivated people's attention?
Well, I think the main thing is, you know, sometimes truth is more exciting than fiction.
Yes.
And to really discover this man who was a hero turned serial killer back in the 15th century has been extraordinary, because I think as you and I have talked, and particularly now what's happening this new year, the same type of sort of terrible mentality is happening over and over again.
Right.
And just because I'm sure some of your listeners don't know, that Bluebeard was the hero of the Hundred Years' War, and he was Joan of Arc's protector on the battlefield. And then when he couldn't save her, he left the military and absolutely became a notorious serial killer of children.
Mm-hmm.
And it just is fascinating, because he does not follow the pattern of most serial killers in the sense that he was well-respected, he was a great baron, he was a marshal of France at age 24, he was a renowned intellectual, and he staged some of the most incredible theatrical productions ever. Mm-hmm. So how does this happen? And that was, I think, what you and I, you know, were talking about. How does someone with that type of many-faceted sides turn into a serial killer?
Right. I think that is the thing. And, you know, and I think that is what's been so interesting about since you and I spoke. And I should say, for those who did not hear our first conversation, Valerie, thanks to the Internet, of course, it's available for people to be able to replay. And we'll be reposting that, actually, this week. But the thing that I thought was so interesting about when we spoke last time was how people of all different groups have been kind of drawn to this story. Because I think, Valerie, the connection is we all wonder when we watch the news today, how did this person become that person? Or what led this person to do that? Or you'll hear neighbors say, well, they seem like such a nice person, you know?
I know.
Mean, do
yes.
you think that's been one of the things that has drawn so many different groups to this book?
I think so. I think for one thing, yes, because, you know, you're just amazed that what goes on in someone's mind you really don't know.
Right.
And I think with Bluebeard, you know, in looking into his background, you see that, you know, both his parents died when he was quite young. He was brought up by this thug of a grandfather, even though he was one of the richest barons in France. And he had all the characteristics of, you know, what children develop who are serial killers when they're left alone to that
right.
degree. But then he was able to push that aside, be this hero with Joan of Arc, protected her on the battlefield. And then my thought, but I leave it to the reader, is because he couldn't save her, it was so traumatic for him, he developed PTSD or some other mental illness,
yes.
which certainly triggered his latent sociopathy. that's the right word.
Yeah. You know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because I had made a note, and, you know, most of my listeners know I don't actually write out questions. You know, I don't give questions to my guests. But the thing that came to my mind when I was prepping this time is that we didn't talk about that last time, that you
right.
know, I didn't at least. But I thought that was so interesting, considering some of the movies that have been coming out recently, some of the things that have been talked about how I don't think we really understand how PTSD really can affect a person
yeah.
and affect
yeah.
their livelihood. I had a soldier come on this program recently, Valerie, mm. and one of the things they said was it made them feel helpless. They came back when they lost
yes.
people that they loved, you know, and that they fought with. It made them feel as though, you know, they had failed in life. You know, especially when they have lived and others have lost. But do you think that also helps us to better, you know, to categorize people? Because I think we're so quick to throw people away. Do you think that also, you know, should make us more empathetic to try to get help for people who are finding themselves in situations like that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things with this book is what came out of it. All the books, most of the books written in English that I found on this man, his real name was Gilles, and he was a big baron. They just said what a terrible man he was. Well, why was he terrible? What drove him to become, you know, this horrible serial killer? There had to be a reason. And how do we know? You know, it's 6 centuries later, but you have to start somewhere, and you just can't envision people suddenly turning unless they crack and something terrible in their lives has happened that we can't understand.
Right. And I think that is the thing. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited today to welcome back author Valerie Ogden to our program. We're talking to her about the questions that she raised in her family that led her to do some careful research and to discover the man known as Bluebeard. That's the title of her book as well. We'll be telling you guys a little bit later how you can get the book for yourself and be more a part of this conversation. You know, you have been doing a lot of speaking engagements, a lot of interviews, Valerie, for this book. You know, what has it been like for you to also see the way people are interested in history? That has always been a thing for me. I love history myself. I think a book like this makes people, I think it makes history alive for people. Is that kind of what you've been seeing also?
That's a great question. Yes. I mean, I've just been appalled that people have cared so much, you know. I mean, you think that somebody, I'm talking about someone back in the 15th century, they'd
yeah.
say, fine, goodbye. You know, they haven't. They have been sitting there and really been very interested, asking the best questions, because, you know, 15th century, it's not really that different from what has been happening today.
Right.
The same type of brutality, you know, the same type of, you know, we are, why can't we put war away? Do you know what I'm saying? We still are in these terrible situations we don't seem to get out of. And if you know history, which these people have really sort of wanted to know about, it helps you understand what's going on today.
Exactly. I totally agree. And you've gotten quite a bit of national attention for this book as well. I mean, could you have expected that, Valerie, going into that your research and your wanting to know this for yourself, could you have imagined that it would get that type of attention?
No, but I'm thrilled for the book because, as you know, what I say is I dedicate it to the end of cannonballs, which means to the end of war. And I am
yeah.
just so happy that it has gotten attention on that, you know, front, because I think it does, you know, it just shows we have not changed. And one of the things that is amazing, actually, is when this Baron and Bluebeard finally was apprehended for, because he committed so many crimes, he confessed at his trial. And because he showed such remorse, the people of that time forgave him, even the parents of his victims, and they prayed for his soul and prayed that he would be with God. Now, I'm sitting here and thinking, can we do that today? I mean, I think, you know, what has happened with, for example, in France with the Charlie Hebdo and the new caption that they have, you know, it says, I am Charlie and all is forgiven.
Right.
That is just, I think, an extraordinary, you know, that goes back to this book with medieval times that they did forgive.
Exactly. Exactly. I had a chance when I was prepping for the segment, I read your article that you did for the Huffington Post.
Oh.
the end of
on
last
fairy
year.
Tales.
Yeah, and you know, and I thought it was so what a great platform. You know, do you see this also as something that has kind of opened doors for you, Valerie, in a profession, that being an author, that you may not have expected?
To an extent, not totally. Yes, I mean, I think very interesting. On the internet, it has more than anywhere else. And that is wonderful. And the more that we can get this message out, I think, you know, it is terrific. But it hasn't been just, you know, overwhelming, let's put it that way. I would love it to be overwhelming, not for myself as much as I just feel the book says something about, you know, people, just says something so much about people, and that we cannot judge someone, and that
right.
we have to try to understand about people. And that is, I think, one of the most humbling things that the book taught me was you cannot say, oh, he's a horrible serial killer, period.
Right.
You know, you have to find out why. Or
exactly.
your neighbor, as you say, you know, and you find that they, you know, they have skeletons down in the cellar. Why? Why? Why does a normal person, what happens?
Was there any fear that you had? I didn't ask you this question last time either, but I thought about it when I went back and listened to the first interview. Did you have any apprehension as to how? Because, you know, I've interviewed people on this program in the past, Valerie, and some people believe that some things are just better left, you know, left alone. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
did you have any apprehension about how others would feel, especially making the connection with your own family?
No, I honestly, it didn't cross my mind. I mean, I just felt it was a story that needed to be told. And I thought, okay, so let's see what happens. I mean, I really did. I mean, the one thing with the family, which you'll get a big kick out, is no one, they pretend that they don't know anything about this man. You know? They don't know anything about him, but they know everything.
Right.
One of his, you know, one of the great, 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 great nieces came and stayed with us. And she thinks of herself as quite an intellectual. She teaches at Cambridge in England. And I said to her, well, you know, he was an intellect too, this Bluebeard. And she said, oh, I know. Now, if she knew, why did not, you know, why didn't anyone tell me? Why did I have to research this? No, they won't mention him at all after six centuries. I mean, I think it's still very painful for them because he was a terrible, terrible, you know, he turned out to really make France weep with what he did.
Right. Well, I should say, for those who have not had a chance to read the article that I referenced, it's called The True Stories Behind Classic Fairy Tales. And Valerie, in that article, is able to reference her own book and the connection there. Over 19,000 shares on Facebook, Valerie, of that article.
Is that right?
Yeah,
oh,
I thought that was amazing.
Oh.
When I checked it yesterday when I was prepping for this, over
right.
880 tweets have been done about the about your article. And so, you know, I
yeah.
think the interesting thing about that is that it shows the relevance because,
uh-huh.
you know, as you said even yourself, you know, this is something that happened seemingly so long ago. But I think, you know, we all have heard the adage, the more things change, the more things stay the same.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, and I think, unfortunately, that is one of the things. You did say something that made my ears kind of perk up, and I wanted to circle back around to it. And you mentioned about war.
Yes.
Because, you know, that is – it's a very touchy subject for people because there are some who make the argument, you know, of its necessity at times, you know,
right.
in the name of freedom, and others believe that, you know what, sometimes we do more harm than good. Is that also a part of this conversation that you want people to be able to have?
I think so. I mean, you know, one thing, war does not make angels out of people, and its brutality can sometimes turn soldiers into monsters, which I think it did Bluebeard, unfortunately. And I think people have to think about it. I mean, I just have been reading a different book on the Celtic society, which I knew nothing about, really. And you see, they were fighting all the time, but they didn't want to fight. They would only fight if they had to fight, you know, to preserve their land. So things have not, you know, changed. And are there other means of, you know, can we not do anything else than fight that
right.
I think comes out of this.
Yeah. Do you also hope that we are able to, because I thought about this even with you, that we're able to better understand the decisions that we make today and how they can have lasting effects? Because that's, you know, as you said, you know, this one man was able to infect, you know, a large group of people. And it's still being talked about today. Do you hope that we kind of think about that when it comes to our own imprint that we're making on the world?
You would hope so. I mean, you would definitely hope so. And the world has changed. I mean, it's you know, there were forces of good and evil, and people believed at that time in good and evil. And we do have more subtleties today, although I think the forces are back to, you know, fighting good and evil. And so, consequently, yes. I mean, how can we stay good rather than evil? That's the main thing. What can we do to help the world? You know, and actually, this Bluebeard, before he cracked, was helping France. He literally believed in his savior, Joan of Arc, and France. And he wanted to save it from being dominated by the British.
Right.
And then he couldn't do it, and he cracked. Hopefully we all will not have that happen to us. Hopefully, you know, we at some point will be able to come up something, and people will say, well, they definitely tried, and it was a wonderful civilization. And, you know, despite all its flaws, it really did mean to do well.
Yeah. What a great hope. I think it's what a great hope for all of us, Valerie, for sure. For again, everyone, I'm speaking to Valerie Ogden today. She's the author of the book Bluebeard. We're talking to her not only about the questions that she raised with family that caused her to go on this search for the truth, but also how the truth in itself shared more about an individual than she could have probably imagined. And now she's able to share that with all of us through the book. I'll be telling you here at the close of our program, and you guys can get it for yourself. You know, are you already, you know, for yourself, I know you've been doing these great conversations like this, Valerie, you've been, you know, doing, you know, in-person events. I've seen the pictures of you on Twitter, you know, at book events. You know, has it made you interested in writing a second book? And if so, what about?
It would be, yes. I mean, it would. I've been encouraged quite a bit, which is very nice. Now, why do I always like sort of crazy people? I'm not sure, but the person that intrigues me, and I probably, you know, shouldn't even mention, is Ivan the Terrible. He was Tsar of Russia, and he killed his son, besides everybody else. Now, why did he do you know him? So I don't know. Possibly I shouldn't do another book like that. Try something a little less, you know, sensationalistic. But that is my thought at this point.
Yeah.
With this book, I do speak French, so I had all the resources. You know, no one could, they couldn't take it away from me. I could look in old archives and find information. My Russian is limited to speaking baby Russian, so I don't know how far I would get with that.
Gotcha. Well, you know what? I think, you know, the interesting thing is that you, I mean, the great thing about your even, you know, contemplating it is that you could give us maybe another look, as you did with Bluebeard, of an individual that people think they know. And I think that's that's what was so great to me about you the first time, is that people thought they know, you know, or may have heard part of the story, you know.
Right.
When you said Joan of Arc, I know people's ears perked up with, oh, you know, I know that name, you know.
Yes.
So I think, you know, to be able to tell more of, you know, of a story than people knew, I think that has to be a great thing. The last thing I wanted to make sure that I got in here, and that was about young people. You know, I'm one of these people, Valerie. I've always been fascinated by history. You know, I really took to heart that whole saying about, you know, unless you know history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Mm-hmm,
and, you
mm-hmm.
know, I believe that's such a great thing for people to keep in mind. Do you hope that we all, you know, maybe we won't write a book, maybe we won't be able to do a documentary, but do you hope that at least have people to, you know, not be afraid to ask questions and to find answers to things that intrigue them?
Oh, I think so. And back to what you said about just what these book, you know, events have taught me, mm-hmm. is people do ask questions, and they ask fabulous questions. And if that can stimulate whomever, you know, I think that's just extraordinary, just extraordinary. And as much as I can do to promote that, I'd love to do that. The one thing with this book, I would not advise it for probably children under 15. I think some parts are too gruesome, you know, with the serial killings. But certainly they could read up to that with the history of the wars and so forth. It shows you that the brutality of war has not changed. It's just as bad.
Yeah.
So they can read that. They could skip the chapter on the serial killing, and they'll be fine.
Right. Yeah, I think that is the thing. You know, and I think, you know, there are so many layers to this man, you know, known as Bluebeard, that people are able to find out. And I think that, and again, is why books like yours are so important. Because, you know, I think, you know, when someone takes out the time to be able to share a story like this, I think we all do well to pay attention to it. And then that can be a part of a great conversation. I mentioned something just then, and I hadn't planned on asking you this, but I'm just, you know, just since we're just friends talking here, you know, I mean, is this something you would like to see turned into a documentary or a film?
I think it would be an extraordinary, yes, extraordinary, because there is so much there, which is, you know, for both, yes.
Yeah.
And I think even it would, more people would then think about what happened, which I think would be wonderful.
Yeah, I think that's
And I think it would make a very dramatic film.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, we're putting it out there. So if anyone's listening and they're interested, we're about to tell you in a moment how you guys can stay in contact with Valerie. Again, everyone, Valerie Ogden has been our guest. We've been talking to her not only about the journey to writing her book, Bluebeard, Brave Warrior, Brutal Psychopath, but also what it's been like for her to hear from you, the readers, as well as others, you know, about what this book has sparked in them. Valerie, you have a great website that's set up to kind of bring people to the book and tell them more about you. Go ahead and give them that website.
The website is bluebeardthebook.com, all one word. And I'd love to hear from people.
All right. So make sure you guys stay connected with Valerie. Valerie, it is always a pleasure. And it goes without saying, you are welcome back here anytime. If anyone takes you up on that offer to turn it into a film, you have to come back and tell me, okay?
Oh, we will. Definitely. I mean, it is such fun to be with you. It really is. It's very exciting to be on this show. So.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And look, and we hope you have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Again, everyone, Valerie Ogden has been our guest. Make sure you guys get your copy of the book. Again, the title of the book is Bluebeard, Brave Warrior, Brutal Psychopath. It is available, of course, through our partner at Amazon.com. You can get it through other online retailers as well. And make sure you guys go to her website. Again, that's www.bluebeardthebook.com is where you guys can go for more information about Valerie and the book. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation that you're joining us online, you guys can catch the replay a little bit later. For those joining us on the radio side of our program, there's more conversations live to come, so you guys make sure you stay where you are. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.